Welcome to the Jewish Life Wisdom Podcast. My name is Aaron, and I'm passionate about the little snippets of wisdom we can find in everyday life. Right now, we're on a mission, and we're going through the weekly Torah portion. And today, the question I want to really uncover is, who's on the Jewish rich list? Now, I know some of you may be thinking, there's lots of rich Jewish people, and you know, we're trying to work out who's got more and how many millions and billions each one has. But knowing me, you probably have realized I want to take a slightly different angle. There's a very famous story they tell about Baron Rothschild, that he was asked once how much he's worth, how much money does he have? And he responded with a certain figure, you know, 10 billion or whatever it was. And the people asking him said, but surely, you know, I know you own a building, one of your buildings are worth that, so surely you're worth so much more. And he responded by saying, no, my dear, you see, what I'm truly worth is what I have given away. Why am I sharing this now? Because this week, Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, he asks Jacob, he asks Yaakov Avinu, he says to him, how old are you? And Yaakov answers him in such an intriguing way. He says to him, my actual age is so and so many years, but my life is far shorter than that. What was he on about? The rabbis explain that Yaakov realized that our actual years we live on this life may bear no resemblance to who we really are and what we really achieved. Ultimately, the years that matter, the years that are counted, are the years where we've actually put in meaningful energy, meaningful effort to be a better person, a better family member, a better asset to the Jewish nation, and a better contributor to the world's needs. That's our real life. There's a moment I will never forget. I was privileged to interview someone called Rabbi Elimelech Goldberg, who runs an organization called Kids Kicking Cancer, an amazing person that supports, unfortunately, children going through one of the greatest challenges that exists on this world. And I asked him an interesting question. I said to him, Rabbi Goldberg, you seem to me an upbeat, cheery fellow. I said, how is it you're constantly dealing with children who are unwell, which is very emotionally taxing, and sadly, sometimes they don't make it? I said, how is it that you keep your focus in life when you're dealing with such sad situations? And his response is one I will never forget. He looked me in the eye and he said, Aaron, you're wrong. Of course it's sad when a child dies young. But he said to me, the real tragedy in life is not when a child who is young lives a life with meaning and purpose. He said, the real tragedy is when someone dies at the age of 95, not knowing why he's lived. So let's get back to the rich list. Who is on the Jewish rich list? I don't know, but now with this new frame of mind, I'm thinking of people who maybe don't have so much in terms of physical assets, money in the bank, or properties, or an abundance of wealth. I'm thinking of people who use their time and their resources well, and ultimately do what they can to make this world a better place. And just like Rothschild, what we give, the time and money that we actually give, that's what makes us truly rich.